赵永祖弟兄来翻译。
Well, greetings to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在主耶稣基督名下啊，名内啊，我跟大家啊带来啊我的祝福。
We are honored and humbled to be among you today.
今天有幸在各位当中跟各位分享信息。
And grateful to God for this wonderful opportunity.
我向神感谢，给我有这样的机会。
We have become good friends with your pastor and his wife.
我们跟你们的牧师现在成为好朋友了。
And grateful to God for their ministry among you.
我们也为他们在你们当中的这个事工，我们也感谢神。
And for the ministry that you have here in this community.
我们也为你们在这个社区里面有的这所有的这个事工，我们也很感谢神。
The Lord has given us the privilege of ministering in many nations.
神有给我们这样的特权，在全世界各地有这样的事工。
And is meeting wonderful believers in many cultures.
我们在各个不同文化背景里面的人我们有神给我们的事工。
And people of many languages.
不同的国家有他们各种不同的语言。
We are very accustomed to speaking through a translator.
我们对我在讲道的时候有一个翻译的人，我们已经很习惯了。
But today is a first.
今天是第一次。
This is the first time we've had a translator in America.
这是第一次我们在美国讲到的时候有一个翻译的人。
So it's different for us.
Yeah.
How thankful we are to the Lord for all of you.
我们为了你们向神感谢。
For this strategically placed church.
这个是有很战略性的一个教会，在这个时候。
And for the ministry that you share together.
我们可以共同分享我们这个事工。
Now, your pastor wanted me to just briefly introduce you to our ministry.
你们牧师是想让我将我们的事工跟你们介绍一下。
So I will just say a couple of words.
那我就会稍微讲一下关于我们的事工方面的事情。
And then we will give you some information.
然后
Actually, Susie, I think there's some ushers here. Do we have some ushers?
我们有没有这个招待的人，可不可以帮我们分一下这些资料，有关我们事工的资料。
Susie is such a servant.
Susie 是一个有服侍心态的人。
She sees a need and she immediately begins to meet it.
知道有什么需要，她马上就自动的会来做。
So these are just the introductory materials concerning our ministry.
这些我们现在发的这些单张，就是让各位知道一下关于我们简短的知道一下关于我们的事工。
Our ministry is called Overseas Instruction in Counseling.
我们的事工是关于海外圣经辅导的课程。
And our job is to provide biblical counseling training around the world.
那我们的责任是在全世界各地来教导怎么样来用圣经来做辅导的工作。
We do this with the idea that eventually we will help to establish national organizations.
那我们最终的目的是希望我们在每个国家能够设立一个全国性的一个辅导的中心。
And so, of course, when we met your pastor in Denver last summer.
所以我们去年夏天在Denver 碰到你们牧师的时候。
He has China on his heart.
他在心里面有中国在他心里面。
He said, "Let's talk about how we can help the Chinese people."
他那时候我们就在谈说我们怎么样能够来帮助中国人。
And this is very exciting to us.
对我们来讲是一个很值得兴奋的事情。
And we will be meeting him in China later this summer.
今年夏天什么时候我们会跟他在中国会合。
We'll be going several places.
我们会到不同的地方去。
We'll be meeting some folks.
我们会跟一些人见面。
And asking the Lord, what is the best way for us to train pastors in China in biblical counseling?
我们心里想的是要问神，神你怎么样帮助我们在中国能够设立来帮助中国人的这些辅导中心。
Our display is there in the lobby.
我们有一个这个板子在外面关于我们事工。
There are prayer cards there.
那边有祷告的这个卡。
And you can pick up one of these.
你可以拿一个回家看一看。
There are little OIC pens there.
也有我们机构的这个笔。
And now you have information that we've given you.
你现在有在你手里面有关于我们中心的资料。
And I give you the information before I start for one important reason.
我现在先给你们这些资料，是一个很重要的原因。
If the sermon gets really boring,
如果我的讲道到时候真的是令你要打瞌睡的话，
at least you'll have something interesting to read.
至少你可以有机会可以看看那些这个你手里面的资料。
So, don't let me catch you reading that stuff during the sermon.
当我讲到的时候，希望你们不会再看那个你手头的资料。
All right.
好。
Maybe you are like me. You enjoy how-to books.
或许你是像我一样，很喜欢读那些怎么样操作的那手册。
There's a lot of things I don't know how to do.
有很多东西我不知道怎么做。
So I need a how-to book.
So 需要一本能够教导我怎么样操作的这样的一本手册。
So I did a little search.
所以我在网在不同地方找了一些资料。
To find some books that would help me.
去看看我怎么可以找到一些可以帮助我的这些手册。
Anybody need this book?
你们有没有看过这样的这一本书？
I need this book.
叫做笨人的手册。
I'm not usually sure which end of the hammer to hold.
我很多时候我拿着一个那个锤子的时候，我不晓得是哪一半我应该去手握住的。
This title caught my attention.
这个让我注意到。
Why would you need a book on how to read a book?
You need a book.
I don't understand that one very well. How to talk about books you haven't read? That's good.
You need to find that book you haven't read. I know a lot of students that need this one. I
know
there are a lot of students that need this one.
Or how to draw what you see.
或者说你要学怎么样画那个你看到的东西。
What else would you draw? I don't know.
你没看到的话，你怎么画呢？
What you don't see, I don't know.
你没看到东西，你想要画吗？
Kind of strange.
有点奇怪吧。
And here's one all of us Mac people need.
如果你有这样的一个电话 ，iPhone.
Yes, the iPhone. Very important. And here's the mother of all how-to books. This is how to do just about everything.
这本书告诉你说你怎么样教你做所有的事情，所有的东西。
When you leave church today, you can go to Amazon and you can find this.
你今天回家的时候，你可以上网去找 Amazon， 你说不定可以找到这本书。
Everything you need to know about everything.
你所有你所要知道，世界上所有你所要知道的事情。
Now, why do I talk about how-to books?
为什么我今天要讲说我们如何操作的这样一个手册？
Because in the New Testament we have a how-to book.
因为在新约圣经里面我们就有一本这样的手册就是雅各书在新约里面的雅各书大家可能知道雅各是耶稣的一个兄弟在第一节里面他说他是耶稣的仆人
你知道雅各书是给犹太信徒
雅各当他写的时候他是向犹太人所写的。
And this is important to understand his language.
这对我们来讲是很重要因为这会帮助我们理解他写这本书的这个口气。
And his literary style.
跟他写的这个特别的这个文法。
But James is very, pointed, very direct.
雅各当他写的时候他写的非常直接的。
And he gives a lot of practical advice.
而且他给我们很多实际上的这种意见。
And we actually have a photograph of James writing the epistle.
我们这里有一个雅各当他在写雅各书的时候的这个图画。
I don't know how we get this stuff, but it's good.
我们不晓得我们这个图画是哪里来的，不过看来好像还不错。
James wrote on a variety of subjects.
雅各曾经写过很多不同的这个事情。
His comments are very pithy, very direct.
他所有的这个论点都是很短，但是都很直接。
He moves from topic to topic very quickly.
通常会从一个题材会跳到另外题材，而且跳得非常快。
It's a very practical book.
是一个非常实际的书。
In fact, we could say that the book of James in the New Testament is a veritable how-to handbook.
这是一个实实在在的一本所能够教导我们如何操作的一个手册。
Now today we're going to just look at some verses in chapter 4.
今天我们主要是要看雅各书里面在第四章里面他所写的。
But before we get to the text, I want to ask you a question, ask you to complete the statement.
那在我没有开始讲之前，我希望你们来回答我一个问题。
Ready?
你。
Here is the statement. I'm having a problem right now, and in order for the problem to get better, blank needs to change.
我现在有马上碰到一个问题哈，那但是如果我要解决这个问题，或者让我能够做得更好，那什么东西需要改变？
Can you fill in the blank?
你能够把这个缺乏的这里面几个字填进去。
What needs to change?
什么需要改变？
Some people say, I'm having a problem right now, and in order for the problem to get better, my wife needs to change.
我们通常， 我们通常很多时候说我们现在有个问题，那如果这个问题要能够改变得更好，那我们的回答可能是我的太太需要改变。
I think that many of you are not relying on the translation. or my husband needs to change.
或者你们当中会说我的丈夫需要改变。
Or my boss needs to change.
或者我的老板需要改变。
Or my neighbor needs to change.
或者我的邻居需要改变。
Or my dog needs to change.
或者我的狗需要改变。
Or my car needs to change.
或者我的车子需要改变。
Or my hot water heater needs to be changed.
或者我们家里那个烧水的那个热水壶需要改变。
I'm having a problem right now, and in order for the problem to get better, someone or something outside of myself needs to change.
我们通常会想到说，如果事情要变得更好的话，某一个人，某一件事情。在我之外的需要改变。
This is the way we usually think, huh?
我们通常是这样想的，对不对？
If only we live our lives that way.
如果我们这样子活的话。
In fact, fill in one more blank for me.
现在我们可以试试看在填进底下的填空题。
I'm having a problem right now, and I want the people or circumstances to change when?
我现在需要这个事情能够改变什么时候？有人说昨天。这个牧师说昨天，那这个问这个答案肯定比我的答案要更好。
Right now.
现在。
Lord, change my wife right now.
神，我的太太需要改变，求主来改变她，就是现在。
Some parents are saying.I'm having a problem, and the problem's only going to get better if my children change.
那有很多人说，我们现在这个家里的情况要改变，那是说我们小孩需要改变。
And Lord, change them now.
那神，请你现在就使他们改变。
But I was in one church.
我曾经到一个教会。
And I said, some children are saying, my parents need to change.
那个教会里面小孩子说，不是我们要改变，是我们的父母需要改变。
And there was a teenage girl in the middle of the back.
有一个年轻的女孩子，她在这个教堂的坐在中间的里。她说
：“Amen,
Amen.
Uh-oh.
我们需要这个来辅导这个家庭了。
The problem is that that kind of thinking is based on a lie.
问题是这样的想法是一个欺骗我们的。
And the lie is this.
这个欺骗是什么呢？
My life will only improve when the people and circumstances around me change.
我们通常想说，在我们生命的外面的周围的环境需要改变。
It's an insidious and terrible lie.
这是一个非常可怕的一个谎言。
Because it causes us to always focus on others.
总是让我们想到说别人要改变。
And wait for our whole lives for God to do something supernatural.
我们总是要等神，说神，你能够做一个这个自然里面我们找看不到的这个超自然的这个改变。
To bring some kind of a holy zap.
然后希望从天上会有一个闪电这样打你一下。
And so that instantaneously everything will somehow be better.
然后马上立刻的事情完全改变。
If only God would work.
如果神这样做的话。
On my wife.
然后让我太太。或者我的先生能改变，或者我的小孩，或者是我的老板，或者是任何事情。
And many believers live this way.
我们很多信徒就是这样的过活。
Now, the question is,
问题是,
what does the scripture say?
圣经是怎么说的?
What kind of hint can we get here from James?
从雅各书里面我们可以得到一些 idea, 一些这个意见。
So look with me at chapter 4.
我们看一下在第四章,
beginning at verse 1.
第一节,
I'll read 1 and 2.
第一节跟第二节,
what is the source of quarrels and conflicts among you? Is not the source your pleasures that wage war in your members? You lust and do not have. So you commit murder. You are envious and cannot obtain. So you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask.
你们中间的征战斗殴是从哪里来的呢? 不是从你们白体中战斗的私欲来的吗? 你们贪恋还是得不着? 你们伤害嫉妒又斗殴征战也不能得, 因为得不着, 是因为你们不求。
What is the focus?
这里这两节经典里面, 它注重的是什么?
Who is the focus?
谁? 这注重的是谁?
You.
就是你, 跟我。
Your heart.
你的心, 跟我的心。
What's going on inside of you?
在你心里面, 到底想的是什么?
What is the source of quarrels and conflicts?
我人的这个征战, 这个根源是哪里来的?
Here's what James did not say.
这里, 雅各没有告诉我们,
it's a terrible boss of yours.
他没有告诉我们说是你的那个老板。
If it wasn't for him, you could be okay.
如果不是他的话, 我应该是没问题。
The problem is you.
问题是, 是你跟我。
Your heart.
你的心跟我的心,
your desires,
你的私欲,
your perspective,
你自己的想法,
your obsessions,
你自己所想要做的事情,
your goals,
你的目标,
what you want,
你所想要的东西。
What is the source of our problems?
我们所有问题的根源在哪里?
It's the illegitimate desires of our hearts.
是我们心里面不正当的私欲。
Now, here's another way to say what James has said in the first couple of verses.
这里雅各在第一跟第二节里面所告诉我们的东西,
you do what you do because you think what you think.
你所做的东西是由你心里所想的做出来的。
This is very interesting to me.
对我来讲这是一个很有意思的问题。
Because like your pastor and his wife,
因为就像你的牧师跟他的这个师母,
Susie and I also have some specialized training in biblical counseling.
我们也有特别的在圣经辅导上的这个训练。
I was a pastor for 32 years.
我曾经做牧师做了32年。
And I know what you're thinking.
我知道你想的是什么。
I don't look old enough.
我看起来不够老。
Amen.
Amen.
Please.
请你告诉我我不够老。
Certainly my wife does not look old enough.
我的太太看起来很年轻, right?
A little secret.
有一个秘诀。
She's actually older than I am.
她其实比我还老, 年纪还大。
It's true.
是真的。
Okay, 6 days, but still.
她比我年纪大6天。
She's older.
她还是老过我。
During my pastoral life,
在我做牧师的期间,
I did a lot of counseling.
我做了很多辅导。
I met with hundreds of individuals and families.
我们跟, 大概上百的人, 做过这个辅导。
And very often I would ask a question like this.
我经常问他们这个问题。
When that thing happened, whatever it was.
当这件事情发生, 不管是什么事情,
what were you thinking?
你在想的是什么?
When you yelled at your wife.
当你向着你的太太在怒吼的时候,
maybe when you hit your child.
或者你打你小孩的时候,
what were you thinking?
你在想的是什么?
And what do you think I hear as the answer?
那你想我听到的答案是什么?
I wasn't thinking.
我没有在想。
I just did it.
我就是做了。
It just came out. It just came out of me.
很自然的就出来了。
Except that's not scriptural thinking.
但是问题这不是圣经里面所教导我们当做的事情。
Matthew 15:18, for example.
马太福音 15:18节,
the things that proceed out of the mouth come from the heart.
你, out of the mouth, okay. 你嘴里面出来的是从你心里面所想出来的。
Or Luke 6:45.
或者路加福音六章四十五节。
The mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart.
你嘴里所讲的是从你心里充满的东西出来的。
You do what you do because you think what you think.
你做你所做的事情是因为你所想你所想的事情。
Nothing ever came out of you that wasn't first formed in your heart.
你所有做的事情从来不会说因为你心里从来没想过想过的事情而做出来。
But the rest of it is this.
剩下的是什么呢？
You think what you think because you want what you want.
你所想的是由你们想要得到的出来的。
There's something driving you.
有一个力量在里面在推动你。
Some passion.
有一个你很想要做的事情。
Some goal.
有一个目标。
Some desire.
有一个欲望。
Some obsession.
一个你非常想要去做的事情。
In other words, you struggle or have what we call problems when you pursue the illegitimate desires of your heart.
我们心里面有挣扎，我们有问题，全是因为我们要想得到那个不正当我们的欲望。
What is the source of quarrels and conflicts among you?
这些根源是哪里来的？
It's the heart. It's the heart.
这就是我们心，从心而来的。
There are hundreds and hundreds of verses in the scriptures that talk about the priority of the heart.
在圣经里面有上百的经节告诉我们心是最重要的。
If we get our hearts right,
如果我们心在神面前是对，
we get the Christian life right.
我们的基督徒的生命就是对的。
I've just given you a few here.
我现在这边就是给你几个例子。
I already mentioned Matthew 18:15.
刚刚讲过马太福音十五章十八节。
Most of you know Jeremiah 17.
很多人知道耶利米书第十七章。
And there's a long list of these verses that talk about the inner man.
许许多多的经节告诉我们说，我们内心才是我们人的真正。
My heart.
我的心。
What I desire.
我所想要的。
Now, here's the second thing though, the text goes on.
这里继续雅各告诉我们。
And look with me at verses 3 through 5.
我们看一下第三节到第五节。
You ask and do not receive because you ask with wrong motives so that you may spend it on your pleasures. You adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God, or...Do you think that the scripture speaks to no purpose when it says, He jealously desires the spirit which He has made to dwell in us?
你们求 也得不着，是因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们的宴乐中。你们这些淫乱的人，岂不知与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？所以凡想要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。你们想经上所说是徒然的吗？神所赐住在我们里面的灵是恋爱至于嫉妒吗？
So if the cause of my quarrels and conflicts is my heart,
如果我们跟别人有挣扎跟有很多其他这些问题都是我们心里的问题的话，
then so what? So what?
那怎么样呢？
What are the results?
结果是什么呢？
Three things he mentions in the text.
在这里面他也讲到三件事情。
The first is unanswered prayer.
第一个是神不会回答我们的祷告。
You're praying,
我们祷告。
But you're not receiving,
但是你不会得着。
Because your motives are wrong.
因为你的那个动机是不对的。
Why do I want what I want?
为什么我想要那个我想要的？
For me,
那是为了我。
For my pleasures,
为了我能够得到宴乐。
And so, what would you think?If you knew that I was praying this kind of prayer,
你会怎么想？如果我是做以下的这一个祷告的话
，Lord,
神啊
，You know that I'm just a poor missionary.
主啊，你知道我是一个很穷的一个传道人。
So Lord, please give me a Rolls Royce.
神啊，求你给我一个很好的车子。
I just have a little.Pontiac vibe.
我现在就是一个小小的一个 Pontiac 的车子。
And I know that you would want me to have a Rolls Royce.
我想你会一定要喜欢我有那个非常豪华的车子。
That's kind of strange, isn't it?
你会不会觉得很奇怪？
And what would you think?
你会怎么想？
If the Vanderweers drive up here in a Rolls Royce.
如果今天我到你们当中来的时候是开那个豪华型的车子。你说，哎，这个人到底是不是一个真的传道人？他是我们的这个请来的特别讲员。
Well, good news. We don't have to pay him.
很好。如果这件事情是真的话，第一个，我们不需要付他任何的这个讲员的费用。
And he certainly doesn't need our missionary support.
他也不需要我们来给他奉献来做这个他的施工。
Now, what possible reason could I have?For wanting a Rolls Royce.
那你想，如果我想要一个 Rolls Royce， 一个豪华的车的话，我有什么动机？
Just so I can look good, huh?
让我在人家面前看来是一个很有分量的人，很有钱的人。
I'm pretty rich,
yeah. Yeah, 我很有钱，很有财富。
I'm clearly better than you.
我至少我一定是比你稍微好一点。
How many of you have a Rolls Royce?
你们当中有几个人有一个那个豪华型的车子？
See,
I'm better. 你看，我一定比你们好。
Wow, Tim says.
雅各在这里说。
You're asking with wrong motives.
你们求的时候，你们的动机是不对的。
So I can spend it on my pleasures.
所以，如果我有这样的东西，就是使我自己能够满足。
So I can look good.
那我在你们面前可以是一个非常显眼的人。
So I can feel good.
我可以觉得，我可以感觉到很好。
It's all about me.
都是关于我。
My stuff.
是我。
My reputation.
我的在人面前的这个
That's the first one.
这是第一个。
Okay. Did I get a word? Secondly.
第二个。
James says, this is actually spiritual adultery.
他告诉我们说这个在我看spiritual adultery, OK, 在属灵的淫乱。为什么用这个词？他是写给犹太人。
And you know the history of God's people,
你晓得这个犹太人他们的历史。
Especially in the Old Testament,
尤其是在旧约里面。
They would be faithful to God for a while.
他们在神面前会忠心一段日子。
They would apostatize.
然后他们会离开神。
Sometimes a foreign nation would conquer them.
然后外国人会来把他们打败。
They would worship other gods.
然后他们会去敬拜别的神。
God called that spiritual adultery.
神叫这个是属灵的淫乱。
And then there would be revival.
然后他们又会重新奋兴起来。
They would repent.
然后他们又会决定要改变。
They would return to the worship of the true living God.
他们又回到神的面前来。
And then the cycle would repeat itself.
然后这个循环就继续不停的循环。
James is writing to Jewish believers.
雅各在这个地方是写给犹太人的。
So they understand this idiom.
所以他们理解雅各在这里所用的这个词。
When you go away from God.
当你离开神。
When your heart is committed to your own desires,
当你的心是想到那些你自己所有的私欲，
when you want what you want,
你想要你所要得到的想要的东西，
and anything other than God himself,
这些东西是在神之外的东西，
you're an adulteress,
那你就是犯了灵的属灵的这个淫乱。
You cannot beFriend of the world and friend of God.
你不可能同时是世界的朋友，而同时是神的朋友。
And then Ezekiel 14 even talks about these idols in the heart.
以西结书十四章里面也告诉我们同样的故事。
And we don't have time to talk about that whole passage.
我们现在也没有时间来把那个整个经节全部看完。
But here are the elders of Israel coming to the prophet of God.
但是以色列当中的他们领袖到以西结这里来，到神面前来，在他们还没有机会说话的时候，神借着先知来对他们说话。他说这些人有偶像在他们心里。
Now, let's just pretend for a moment.
我们现在就先来假设。
You walk into the sanctuary this morning.
你今天进入教堂，今天早上。
It's about 9:20 or 9:25.
差不多9:25或者9:30。
And instead of the flowers being here on the table.
那时候可能在桌子上不是这个花在上面。
There's a little three-foot statue of Buddha.
反而是有一个佛像坐在上面。
What do you think?
你的想法是什么？
What would you do?
你会怎么做？
Pastor!
牧师，牧师。
Something's wrong!
事情不糟啊。
What are we going to do with this statue?
我们要怎么样来对付这个佛像？
We're believers in Jesus Christ.
我们是信徒。
We don't worship Buddha.
我们不是在这里敬拜这个佛。
Pastor,
佛像。
Do something!
你赶快来做一件事情吧。
And what if pastor said something like this?
如果你们牧师说
Oh yes, I see, it's a problem.
Yeah, 我看到了，这是一个问题。
I think I will take the statue and put it away for a different time.
我把这个佛像暂时把它拿开，然后先把它存在一个地方。
What?
什么？
When will we ever need this, pastor?
牧师为什么以后还会用到这个佛像吗？
No. What do you do with idols?
你怎么样来处理这个偶像呢？
What do you do?
你要怎么做？
Smash them.
把它打碎。
This is the Old Testament policy, isn't it?
这在旧约里面是这样教导我们的。
We destroy idols.
我们要把偶像全部毁灭掉。
But,
但是
this morning,
这个早上
some believers walked into this church.
有信徒走进来。
With idols.
他有个偶像在他心里。
Something you want.
有个东西你想要的。
Something you desire.
你非常渴望想要得到的。
And then there's a third result as well.
第三个结果。
You actually become an enemy of God.
你变成神的敌人。
So these are devastating results.
这是非常可怕的结果。
And that brings us to the third thing.
第三件事情。
To really understand personal spiritual change, you must solve life's problems at their source or at their root.
你要真正解决生命中的问题，一定要治本，一定要治根。
Which is the inner man.
那就是我们心里的那个旧人，
right.
我们的心里。
James goes on in the text.
雅各继续告诉我们。
God will give you grace.
神给我们恩典。
The desire, the ability, and the power to do His will.
他给我们那个心里面有个渴望来行他的旨意。
And then using the grace of God,
用他的恩典。
We're to do some things.
我们需要做一些事情。
Submit to the Lord.
我们需要来顺服神。
Resist the devil.
我们需要抵挡魔鬼。我们需要靠近神。
Cleanse your hands.
需要洁净我们的手。清洁我们的心。
Mourn over your sin.
我们要为我们的罪要悲哀。
Humble yourselves before God.
我们在主面前要自卑。
And what do all of these things have in common?
这些有什么是有共同点？
This is all inner man stuff.
这些全部是我们心里面的东西。
This is all work that God does in my heart.
这全是神要在我们心里面动工的事情。
This is a shift in my worldview.
这是在我这个对世界的看法的一个重要的转变。
It is personal spiritual transformation.
这是一个我们真正属灵里面的转变。
It is falling in love with Jesus all over again.
那是我们重新跟神和跟耶稣建立那个我们爱的关系。
It is being a person saturated with God.
我们是一个人完全浸在主的爱里面。
It is seeing myself as God sees me.
那是我看我自己，不是从我自己的眼光，而是从神的眼光来看我自己。
This is personal spiritual revival.
这是在我们心里面个人在主面前的奋心。
So, if we're really going to change,
如果我们真的要改变，
these three things are going to have to be true in our lives.
这三件事情在我们生命里面要是成为真实的。
What is the source of conflict?
在我们自己心里面的这个竞争里面，到底是根源是什么？那就是我。
It's me.
是我。
It's my heart.
是我的心。
My desires.
我的渴望。
Which leads us to this bottom line kind of question.
这个就带入到我们这个最基本的这个问题。
The question for us today is,
今天问题是你要的是什么？
Or we could say it this way.
或者我们可以从另外一个方法来说，
What is your controlling desire?
在你心里面什么在控制你， 你的欲望？或者我们可以问，
What is the idol in your heart?
那个在你心里的那个偶像是什么？
There are a lot of options.
我们有很多的选择，
Literally thousands of options.
或者我们有上千的选择。
And the options are as different as each individual.
每一个人对我们对你们来讲对我们来讲都是不一样。
And the idol in your heart at this moment might be different than the idol in your heart tomorrow morning.
今天你心里面所想的这个偶像跟你明天所想的偶像不一定完全是一样的。
John Calvin said, the human heart is a perpetual factory of idols.
Calvin 告诉我们说我们每一个人在心里面有不断的会有不同的偶像。
I just put up a few options here.
我现在在这里只给你们几个不同的选择。
These are common to us.
这些对我们来讲都是非常普遍的。
I do what I do to gain authority.
我现在所做的，我不管我做什么，就是要能够得到这个，这个能够有权利。
Or I do what I do simply to be left alone.
我现在所做的，我是想的，就是说希望你们不要来找我的麻烦。
Or faith.
或者我要能够有名。
Who's going to win American Idol?
那个 American Idol 那个节目，你想哪一个人会赢
？Who cares?
你在乎吗
？Or money?
或者你想要的是钱、钱财
？The great lie in our culture.
在我们的文化里面，一个很大的一个谎言。
If I just have more money, everything will be okay.
如果我有再多一点钱的话，我应该是没问题了。
And what God needs to do in our lives is to sweep away all of these things.
神需要在我们心里面所做的是把这些偶像全部扫清。
Cause us to live for one supreme motive.
让我们唯一的活着的缘故。
His glory.
是为了他的。
Through my life.
荣耀。
In everything that I do.
在我的生命里来彰显他的荣耀。
But he will be pleased.
他会对我非常满意。
That his kingdom will be advanced.
然后他的国度能够得到扩张。
In all that I think.
在所有我所想的。
In all that I say.
所有我所说的。
And in all that I do.
所有我所做的。
Let's bow together, please, for prayer.
我们请大家我们低头一起祷告。
So the question is this.
问题现在的问题是。
What do you want?
你要的是什么？
What drives you?
什么来给你心里面的那个动力？
If you could have anything,
如果你可以有所有的东西，
what would it be?
那个是什么？
What's more important to you?
对你来讲，哪一个是比较重要的？
As you think about that for a couple of months,
当你这样思考的时候，
Susie's going to come,
Susie 会上来，
and sing,
她会唱。
And then I will conclude our meeting with prayer.
然后我会做一个结束祷告。 屈膝，我们来承认，说我们的心需要改变。主啊，为你的荣耀，请你在我心里面做那样的改变。请你让我们重新到你的面前来，让我们把我们所有的爱都交给你。求你把我们心中我们所渴望的，你不喜悦的来拿走。让我们能够为你而活。我们是在耶稣基督名跟他的宝血里面，我们这样祷告。阿门。Amen.